Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I am so excited that you guys are joining me for another week. I know there is a lot going on in the country right now, so I really want to say thank you because it means a lot that you're taking your time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I hope it can provide you with a little bit of distraction from what's going on in the real world so we can talk all about TV. That's why I got into this to begin with. So thank you again for listening. This week, I am very, very excited about my next guest. He is the co-creator and showrunner of Chicago Fire. Derek Haas and I have spoken many times over the years about Chicago Fire. And of course, we usually meet up in Chicago when I go to set, but this year it's a little bit different. So we are chatting over the podcast. So without further ado, here is Derek Haas. Derek, thank you so much for joining, as always. It is so great to talk to you whenever we can. I want to start at the top with asking how your quarantine has been. How has this been over? I mean, now it's been months and months and months, but how have you been holding up?
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Like, I think like everyone, I mean, ready for 2020 to be over and hope 2021's a lot better. But no, the family's good. We were showing the boys the movie The Exorcist, as people do on Halloween, and there's this part where the two priests are fighting Linda Blair, and then she hurts them. They go downstairs. They're recuperating. They look like hell. And my son goes, "This is me after Zoom school." That's pretty much.
Oh, that pretty much tells
you what it's been like.
How old are your kids? They're not that. How old
now
are they?
They're 15 and 13. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I have pictures of them when we started Chicago Fire on the pilot, and they're both on Chikorotis's shoulders, our firefighter consultant. Uh-huh. And now they're 15 and 13. I don't know what happened.
That's crazy. So at what point, obviously, you had a bit longer between the finale and going into production than usual. At what point did you realize, like, we got to start kind of changing our plans?
Well, we started back in the writer's room June 1st, like we always do. And it was kind of a plan of, we don't know when we're going to start shooting, but let's just get going and start cracking episodes and thinking about what this show could be, you know, in 2020. And we were pretty unlimited because we didn't get to do a proper finale like we usually do. We usually have a big cliffhanger, you know, and mm-hmm. So then you have to start where you ended. And so this one allowed us to say, okay, we can jump forward in time. Well, let's try to predict what the world's going to look like come November when we air. And so we started that in June. Of course, we made changes as we went. And then we mm-hmm. finally got a production start date of, usually we start middle of July. And I think we started 1st of October.
Right.
So we were able to get a little farther ahead in script-wise as we figured out how to make the show, you know, with the restrictions that we have now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How much longer is a day of filming now? Is it tougher and much money more hours? What is like that like?
Yeah, the company itself, not just our production, but all of Universal is trying to be above and beyond and above and beyond to keep everyone as safe as humanly possible in the midst of this. So there's testing, tons of testing going on. The crew is wearing multiple levels of PPE. And so it just takes a little longer, you know, mm-hmm. but everybody knew it going in. We all got a little bit trained for it. So the days are shorter in terms of the amount of things we can get on film.
Right.
And everybody's working, I think, a little bit harder, you know, under the duress of having to put on PPE, can't just drink coffee, you know, on set. Like, you could in the past.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. But man, this, I've never been more thankful, grateful, and appreciative to have the crew that we've had and to be 9 years into this. And, you know, we just work. You've seen our set. We work with the best in the business and total pros. And I mean, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed and toes crossed every day that we continue to be safe and healthy.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, yeah. I think that's what everyone's doing, kind of just hoping for the best, doing everything you can. I know that some showrunners have said that, you know, there was a consideration at the start, maybe we won't cover it. Maybe we, you know, I think with shows that are dealing with first responders, that's not really possible, right. Especially with staying with Med and PD, you guys all have to be on the same page. Were there conversations like, what? How much should we cover? How much should we not? What were those conversations like?
Our conversations were more of talking to Chick, Michelle is our other consultant, and then Tony, who's our real firefighter, who's also a cast member, and just over the summer saying, what is it like? What's going on? What's it like in the firehouse? What are you guys doing differently? Yeah. And so we, you know, when we go out and about, outside the firehouse, you know, we're wearing masks when we deal with the public, as opposed to inside the firehouse where, you know, we found that's just not what's happening. And it's not practical, I think, for shooting the show that people know and love.
Yeah.
So we've tried. I think when you see the first episode, you're going to say, okay, it didn't feel like any different other than, you know, there were people wearing masks in scenes that they probably wouldn't have been before. We bring into the storyline the fact that there's no civilians in the bullpen, like we've always had.
Yeah.
Which is true. Other than that, it's, you know, I think it's going to feel current, but we're not making a very special episode of Chicago Fire, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, definitely. Well, a part of me, and I think a lot of people feel the same way, and I've read a lot of this on social media, that people wonder how much TV shows that are scripted should go into this, because we're in a tough spot in the world right now. Do we want to see that also week after week on these shows that are supposed to be an escape for us, you know?
I'm not going to speak for anyone but me, but I don't think people want to turn on the TV and then get the very special episode of Chicago Fire. I think they want the show that they've had for 8 years and into season 9. That's only speaking for me. Other people might have other opinions, but I'm hoping that people are gonna love what we're doing this year.
For sure. I mean, speaking on that a little bit, obviously, in addition to COVID, there is the Black Lives Matter movement going on. There is a lot of politics going on. I know you guys have pretty much stayed away from politics, but obviously PD is getting very heavy with the Black Lives Matter movement because that's part of their lives.
They were doing it before.
They were. Yeah. They were honestly teed up for this.
Yeah, their finale last year was right of the moment, you know. So, of course, they're doing that, and I think reform in the police is a big subject matter. As you know, I haven't been in that writer's room in 4 years. So I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. I'm going to watch it along with everyone else on next Wednesday night. But you'll see. I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but we're teed up for some... what's the right word? Like, there's a storyline involving Kid that is of the moment, as I would say earlier. And our show, we kind of do fall in the middle of, we're not the hospital show with COVID, and we're not the police show with police, you know, at the forefront. So, but we are a first responder show. We are a city employee show. And so you'll see.
You're not going to ignore it.
We're not ignoring anything.
How have things been affected? Because I feel like you said, you're set. I've been on set. A lot of the time, if there's big fire scenes, there's a lot of people there. So is that difficult to do because it's limited how many people you can have?
No. We've always had this burn stage that's really gigantic and open. And the only thing and again, I don't think the viewers will notice at all.
Okay.
But when we roll up, we have a giant fire in our first episode. And that was, we always do this every year. I'm like, we have to remind everyone that the show is called Chicago Fire for a reason, right? I mean, I'm not saying every single first episode we've had a fire, but I think we probably have.
I think so.
And so the only difference in this one, to be clever in the writing, was that when they're rolling up to the scene, Casey radios to Severide and says, "We've got the front, you guys take the back." And usually we'd have them meet in the lawn in front of the fire and then disperse. But in this one, we rolled the trucks into two different areas, mm-hmm. and then we had the two different departments, basically. So they didn't have to be on set the same day. But I swear you won't even notice when you're when you're watching.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're trying to do things behind the scenes to keep everything safe, and yet the episodes look exactly like they've always looked. That's the idea.
Yeah, just some people have some extra masks on. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's the nice thing about firefighters is they're wearing masks.
Exactly. They're a little prepared ahead of time.
Right.
What about, obviously, there's some romances, which we'll get to, but it's a little tougher to do love scenes now. So has that been... Well, I was going to say, because I feel like some people have been saying that, but we've saw it on, This Is Us came back and they were still, couples were still, you know, very close together because everyone is quarantined ahead of time. And, you know, a lot of the actors have said, you know, we trust each other enough that we're getting tested however many times. And we know that we're not, our coworkers aren't going out to bars after work.
Right.
So does that mean that, those scenes are still happening?
I'm crazy nervous about it. But we are testing like crazy and we would never ask actors to do anything that they don't feel comfortable with. And that's been our policy for 9 years. So you're going to see, romance scenes in the same way that we've always done them. But, so far, I'll say that so far. And then if we ever have an issue, we'll adjust accordingly. But man, I'm just telling you, we're all figuring it out together. And I do trust my cast, and they're, I can't say enough at how great our cast and crew are.
Yeah.
And so fingers crossed, but you know, I'm nervous. I want to shoot the amount of episodes they're going to give us this year. And I don't want to have any thing go down, but I've seen it happen in other places in the world and it makes me nervous. So
of course. Yeah. Will we have Molly's scenes? Cause I assume Molly's isn't open.
Yeah. So this will be a little bit of a spoiler alert, but, in the first episode, we will be debuting Molly's patio, which, is a storyline. We thought of this back in June and we thought, you know, even post COVID, where that'd be a fun set to have on Molly's patio. And of course it's Molly, so not everything's gonna go according to plan. And it's Herman and Malch, you know. So
I was gonna say, but I feel bad. I feel like Herman, poor Herman, has been through so much with Molly. It's like, just let him have this.
Well, nope. It's gonna, poor Herman is right. Of course, he has some grandiose ideas, and they don't go according to plan.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Otherwise, in storyline, obviously Foster is gone. Adrian Ray has joined. What is she going to bring to the group? I know there was a little bit of, you know, obviously the episode, her character description was released, which was so teasery and revealed nothing. Yeah. So tell me what we can expect from her.
Well, we've talked about this before on the show. We kind of stumbled into this generational thing that has been fun and story-wise rich because we had Ritter and Gallo join in the last couple of years. And they're kind of a completely different mindset and mentality than Malch and Herman and Bowden and sort of what we consider the old school firefighters that are there. And I guess between those are Brett and Severide and Casey and Kid. So Adrian fits right in with Gallo and Ritter. Mackie is her character's name, Gianna Mackie. And so we're going to keep playing with that. She's great. We gave her a character where she grew up on the same block as Joe Cruz and knows the Cruz brothers really well. And so, and Cruz is vouches for her from the jump. Okay. But that's not without its own problems that you'll see.
Please bring up a Zumba scene and then she can go to his Zumba class?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we need to have a new Cruz Zumba. I think Joe every year wants to recreate the magic of Zumba.
He always tells me to. He's just waiting. I feel like something that I really loved and I know a lot of women loved is that like the Stella Brett foster friendship that was there. So obviously Stella and Brett are still going to be close. How is that going to kind of change with...
It's a little different in that, and by design, we didn't want to just have somebody come in and be foster, you know, Phil Foster's place. And Brett has moved over the 7 years now she's been on the show, moved to, you know, a more senior position. Mm-hmm. And we thought it's worth exploring her in the role of mentor and Mackie in the role of mentee, as opposed to Insta friends, let's all go out and have fun. It just seemed, again, rich area for storytelling because, you know, when we look back at Brett, she had Dawson, and then she had, what's his name? Who got his face melted off. Stephen McQueen. Jimmy. Mm-hmm. We had that one for a while, and that they were still sort of peer level. And then we had, has it been Foster since that? No, there was somebody between the two of them.
There was someone brief. Well, the real annoying guy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, that was terrible. But Brett was gone for that. That was
okay. Awesome. I can't believe how long the show's been on that we're
that
both like,
what? Yeah, he was great. He did such a good job. So anyway, to make a long story short, she's going to be more of the real PIC in charge, and Mackie's going to be the student.
Okay, I like that. And you knew it was coming that I have to ask about Brett and Casey because, I feel like this, it's at the point where it either needs to happen or not happen. I know you can't say whether it does or not, but do you agree that we're at that point?
I do agree we're at that point. I do think we've extended the will they or won't they as far as it possibly could go, and that will they or won't they will be answered in the first couple of episodes. So stay tuned.
I can't
this
wait.
This is Chicago Fire. Don't get your hopes up for anything long lasting.
I mean, Brett and Casey have both gone through so much loss that if they can just like find a way to both be happy in some sort, I'm fine with it.
You know, I always want everyone to be happy, but for some reason I have these other writers.
Yeah.
Andrea and Gilveri, my two head writers. And, you know, I say, why can't people just be happy? And they
guess that's not great TV, but
yeah, they don't love it.
The last storyline thing I want to touch on is Stella's career changing, because obviously that we kind of set that up last season that she's kind of moving up. Is that going to continue?
Yeah, that's a big storyline that kicks off in the first episode. But yes, you're going to see her get entertain the idea of going for her next promotion, which would be to a lieutenant. And that's not something that's easy, nor is it quick. You know, we watched Herman go after it and it took a while. For him to get his lieutenantship. So, but I think this is it'll be interesting.
Well, I think it's also interesting because we don't really in the world of firefighting see a lot of female lieutenants. So is that going to probably, I assume that's going to come into
part
it.
That's part of the conversation. And that's not something that just plays out in one episode either. That's going to take a while. And of course you've got what she does have in her corner is the best lieutenant in all of the Chicago Fire Department, and he's not going anywhere, and he's there to help her. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, good. Well, I feel like sometimes the people in the firehouse get jealous of each other when others move out. So I hope that will maybe Like,
not at, I mean, more at 51 do we pull each other and we pull for each other. Occasionally there's jerks who come in or, you know, through the firehouse. You might hear the name Gorsh again this year.
Oh my gosh. This guy won't go away.
So occasionally, but for the most part, especially under Bowden's leadership, we pull each other up.
I love
it. The other thing you'll see with Kid is Kid trying to get Girls on Fire up and running again. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that was a casualty of the pandemic. As you can imagine, most clubs and things have been closed. And so Kid is striving to get that re-going.
I love that. My last thing I wanted to know, will we be seeing any familiar faces this season?
We're hoping, but because that is the one thing that's a little bit harder is we're trying, you know, we've done a really good job of casting locally throughout the series, but occasionally you bring people in from other locations like Kim Delaney, you know, who plays Severide's mom. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of person we would love to have back, but that's not just something I can wave my magic wand and say, Kim, you need to come to Chicago and get tested and quarantine, do all of those kind of things. So those are going to be a little bit longer term negotiations. But yes, we would love to see some of our familiar faces again. Wait and see is what I'll say. We don't have any plans.
Yeah.
We're shooting right now. We're just now shooting episode 3. There's only 2 episodes air in this year, in 2020. I think in the last schedule that I saw, maybe 3. And then we go to January. So that's as far as we are right now. We're hoping to do 15 or 16 this year, but there's no, you know, again, we're trying to read the tea leaves like everyone else.
Are crossovers more difficult to do as well?
We haven't even broached the subject because right now we're just trying to avoid any kind of passing of disease, you know, even between shows.
Yeah.
In the first episode, originally we were going to have some med people on, and then we just thought better of it. But we do have Burgess on in our first episode. So, the med stuff was a little bit superfluous, but I just thought it would be nice to show that we're one Chicago again. And then as you make your schedule, this is what happens. As you make your schedule, you're like, do we really need this? Like, do we really want our crew going over to their set, you know, and doing this right now? So
Makes sense. Safety first.
Yeah. Safety
Derek,
first.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emily. It was really good to see you. I get to see Emily. You guys only get to hear Emily right now. But yeah, always great.
So I know. Usually we would have had one Chicago day, but not this year.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll do it virtually. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a Zoom version of it.
I would love that. Yeah. Well, make sure you stay safe. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you back on social media at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I was like, two things happened, Emily. I turned 50 this summer, and my kids stopped wanting me to take pictures of them and put it on social media. I was like, maybe this is for younger people at this point, but you never know. Maybe on like the Chicago Fire page or something.
Derek, thank you so much. Stay safe. We'll chat again soon.
Peace.
Bye. As always, I want to wrap up with a few shout outs, starting with our woman of the week. This has to go to Eve, who announced this week that she is leaving The Talk. She said during the show that she wanted to focus on spending time with her husband, his 4 kids, and possibly expanding their family. She pretty much said that, you know, she's been in London with her family during the pandemic and, of course, has been doing the show virtually, But it's made her realize how much she loves being home with her family. So I think I just wanted to give her a shout out because I think it's really awesome that she is able to do that and was excited to share that. And her co-hosts really supported her. So that's always nice to see. My woman to watch is, you know, you guys know I do this sometimes. It's going to be women to watch. It is the cast of Mom. You know, Anna Faris obviously decided to leave this season, but there is another... There is a ton of strong women on that show. So definitely I want to shout that out. And if you missed it, you can go back to last week's episode and listen to my interview with Jamie Presley, who talks about what to expect this season without Anna Faris, where her character is heading, and kind of just the bond that the women have on set, which I think is also really cool. Lastly, what to watch. There's a lot of premieres coming on this week, especially on CBS. In addition to Mom, on Thursday night is Be Positive, Young Sheldon. Sunday night, both NCIS series premieres. And on Sunday, there's also the finale of Seduced on Stars, which is the docuseries about the NXIVM cult. It's very, very interesting. I know I've spoken a little bit about The Vow before, and if you guys have checked out The Vow, I would also recommend checking out Seduced. I know it's a lot of the same stuff at first, but this gives a different angle, and it really kind of shows a bit more in depth of what different people went through, especially women, inside the cult. So that is definitely something to check out. Thank you all so much for listening, and I want to remind you that if you want to reach out on social media to talk to me about TV and tell me what you're watching, loving, hating, all of the above, please do so at Emily Longaretta. I read all of your comments. Also, if you love the podcast, please subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, let us know what you're thinking and who you want to hear from. If there's a show you're loving and you really want to hear from one of the stars, let me know and I will see what I can do. As always, guys, stay safe, and until next week,